This is the Come A Girl Daily podcast, written by Stephanie Bond. December 24th, Saturday.
I thought Duncan might visit Christmas Eve,
my mom said, her voice chiding. We talked about this, Mom. Duncan has to work, either Christmas Eve or Christmas, at the Peace Corps office. This way, when you're in Savannah with Aunt Winnie tomorrow, Duncan will be here to take me to physical therapy. And don't forget, he's still working to get his house retrofitted for a wheelchair. How much money does Duncan make? Dad asked. I'm not sure, I admitted.
It couldn't be much working for the Peace Corps.
Probably not, I agreed. Surprised by the sudden tension, I decided to change the subject. Mom, it's nice of you to accept Winnie's invitation for Christmas dinner.
Siblings are important. When your father and I are gone, it'll be up to you to make sure you and Alex and Sydney are always close.
Me?
Yes, you. You're the strong one, Marigold.
I'm the pregnant one. In the hospital. In a scooter.
You know what I mean. Don't be sassy.
Wouldn't dream of it. Still no word from Sid? I asked lightly.
No, Dad said. Her attorney assures us she's taking the steps necessary to deal with her problems. How is Duncan going to support you and a baby?
I'll be going back to work as soon as I can. We're resourceful adults, Dad. We'll figure it out.
But how are you going to pay your medical bills?
I have insurance.
Not enough. And you might need care for years to come. And then there's the baby.
I know. But the foundation money...
Sydney said David Spooner took it all.
Now that he's in custody, maybe some of it will be recovered.
I hope so, because it's going to take everything your mother and I have to help Sydney out of her mess.
This isn't a nice topic for Christmas Eve,
Mom cut in.
Let's try to count our blessings.
She nodded toward the inert figures of Karen Sue and Chandra Taylor for emphasis and passed out ginger ales.
You're right, Dad said, giving her a contrite kiss. Sorry. What should we toast?
A rap on the door sounded. Dr. Jarvis lifted his hand in greeting.
I might have just the news. Marigold, your rehabilitation is so far ahead of schedule, I've decided to release you to go home New Year's Eve.
My heart bounces high at the unexpected news. I know I still have a lot of outpatient physical therapy ahead of me, but being discharged is a huge step forward.
That's the best gift ever,
Mom said, leaning over to give me a hug.
Yes, indeed,
Dad said, pouring Dr. Jarvis a plastic cup of ginger ale.
Let's toast to Marigold going home.
Cheers. The ginger ale is fizzy and cool in my mouth as I toast my own good news. I thought the day would never come, and now it's happening so fast.
Hi, this is Stephanie Bond. When I wrote the Coma Girl story, it was a Hail Mary experiment to see if listeners and readers would respond to the daily serial format. And you have. Thank you for your support. You're the reason I keep writing. Come back tomorrow for another daily episode of Coma Girl.